Well, it seems like we didn't get our music together. There we go. Welcome. It is Friday night. Okay, I'm very uber excited because not only is it Friday night, but it is May 1st. Spring flowers, April rain, May flowers are here. And my lovely, lovely, beautiful flower, Little Lane, is here with me. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you? You sound good. Nice and chippery.
Really?
Is that because it's May 1st?
Okay, you know, I'm not going to lie, because you all know I've become like this total housewife thing, and so I've been planting my flowers. It's been 80 degrees. I got my shorts on. I get to show some legs, show some stomach, so I'm pretty happy right now. That's just how it is.
Oh, that's good.
I know. I don't understand, but I'm just saying, aren't you feeling the whole spring fever yet? I'm feeling the spring fever. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling it. I want to say hi to everybody in our chat room and everybody who is listening on the air right now, because I see all of y'all. We are there. We are here with you. And we're definitely going to get to our chat room and to our live callers here in just a few minutes. Excuse me. I would like to go over what we did last week, but right now I can't remember it. So, I think it was a state of affairs
there,
is what we talked
know.
About. You weren't there. I think we were talking about the state of affairs or affairs. I can't remember right now. But, I mean, it was very interesting. So we'll go over that. But, you know, it's been such a very interesting week, and I know you've heard about it. And this has nothing to do with our show, but I feel like I need to at least address it for about 10 seconds, and then we're going to move on to our topic. I know everybody has been watching the news and watching what's going on in Maryland, over in Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're living under a rock that is on Mars, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
Not just a rock that's on Earth, but one that's on Mars. So it's been a very exciting week, a very excitable week, and a high emotions week. Say again now?
No, I said yes, it has been very...
It has. It's been a very high emotions. Yeah. So we're going to take you away from this high emotions week, because I know you all, just me saying it, I know everyone's going, oh, we've got something to say about that. But guess what? This show is called The Down Low. And what we're talking about is... It's not that, unfortunately. So, you know what? I'll bring that up on some other show. But tonight, we're the down low. And what really got to me this week in watching the news, because emotions are so high, and I'm figuring everybody else is also watching the news as much as I am. Have you watched the news a lot this week?
Yes, I've been watching
the
news every day.
I figure at this point we kind of can't miss it. There's my computer screen. I'm trying to get my computer screen back to where it was. It's kind of hard not to miss anything at this point. But I bet you in all of the – it's so funny because you and I talked earlier. Mm-hmm. And in all of the things that happened on the news today, a lot of people didn't realize this whole alert about the security of your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I found it very entertaining. I found it very it informed me about things. When I thought I was being a very secure person, I realized that I am not being so secure as I was. And I think I probably, alarmed you too, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I mean, I know that I don't do a lot of stuff on my phone anyway. I don't do a lot. It's very limited. I don't pay for things with my phone, and there's no credit card information. I'm very, very limited with the things I do anyway.
You're way better than I am because my phone is my personal computer.
No online shopping on my phone or anything. Now, you know, the tablet might be a little different, but I don't do very much with my phone. So I'm really cautious about that anyway.
Well, I think that a lot of people, I commend everyone who doesn't do a lot of things on their phone. And I have to admit, I'm one of those people who does really rely heavily on technology. So there's a lot of my phone to me is not just a phone. Matter of fact, I rarely use it for phone calls as much as I use it for really personal information. So I literally go berserk if my phone goes missing. But that doesn't happen to me because I treat my phone like I treat my cash. It's never out of my sight. I literally feel that way. I treat my phone like I treat cash.
Well, I'm sure
I'm not the only person out there who treats their phone that way.
Yeah, but, you know, normally everybody has do you have the lock on your phone?
Oh, yes. I have more than one type of lock on my phone, actually.
Oh,
I actually have a fingerprint lock on my phone. So unless I use my thumb or my forefinger on my right hand, you cannot get into my phone. I also have the regular lock on my phone on top of that too.
Oh, okay.
And then I have to do that whole thing where if I lose my phone, I go on my computer at home and I can find my phone and I will lock it and erase it from home.
I used to never lock my phone because I didn't want to deal with that whole thing of unlocking it, but my phone was stolen before. And so it's like, lock the phone, yeah.
I think a lot of my whole reason for locking my phone so often probably has to do with the fact that when you live in a city where you're taking cabs on a daily basis, and when I first moved to Chicago, it was not unusual for me to be out in the middle of the night or whatever and leave my phone in a cab. And I had paid money to have my phone brought back to me because it was on the floor in a cab. And so I started to realize that, hey, you know what, you need to start locking your phone because some random person could pick up your phone and suddenly realize, hey, guess whose phone I got? And I don't know about you, but I have a lot of naked pictures on my phone. So
I did that also. I paid money to get my phone back.
I have a lot of really dirty pictures of me on my phone. I mean, before I take my phone in, if anything happens to my phone and I need to be worked on, I literally have to go through my photos and erase certain things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I also use those to upload to, you know, certain things. But, you know, I have, and sometimes it may be just to, you know, somebody I like. I have dirty pictures. I'm one of those people who takes a lot of selfies. I don't post them all, but I take a lot of selfies. So.
A lot of naked selfies or just selfies?
It depends on what time of night it is.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm just feeling myself. It ain't even for anybody in particular. I'm just feeling myself, and I'm feeling pretty, and I just got out of the tub, and I'm doing this. So I'm taking all kinds of selfies. Those are all on my phone.
Oh my goodness. I know, though, we live in the day where we have to protect our phones with mm-hmm. our life, you know, and it's funny because I wear reading glasses and I don't always have them on, so sometimes my font is pretty big on my phone. And I noticed, it's crazy, I noticed like a friend of mine, like, why are you reading, you know, standing over me reading my, you know, you can feel somebody looking at me.
Is your font so damn big?
Are you really trying to read my text? Like, oh my God, you got to be careful.
Well, people do that. They read your text, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you ever been, like, on a plane and people are, like, looking over to what you're doing on your phone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These things happen. Oh, you know what? I got to say, okay, really quickly. Matter of fact, before I go really quickly, you know, we're going to have to go and pay some bills here real quick. So I just got to say a few things before we pay bills. I got to say hi to everybody in the chat room. I see Eddie Nunn. I see, I think I see my manager in there, too. Talking about naked pictures on my phone. Yes, I have naked pictures on my phone. Don't even try to say that you don't have naked pictures on your phone, too. but before we go into Angela, I just got to say this real quick. If you have anything that you really need to promote, you really need to come to Dollhouse Radio because we have really great promotional packages. And I would love to be one of the people that plays one of the newest indie music songs. So please go to dollhouseradio.com because we will help you get your name out there, definitely. And on that note, as I'm saying that, I'm going to let Angela give you a few more details.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Alfonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Welcome back, everybody. Just to let you know, you are listening to The Down Low. And I'm your host, Sierra Devine, for those of you who don't know already. And I just to let you know, I am all seeing. I see you in the chat room, and I just want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. And I see our calls waiting to answer, too. So can't wait to answer your calls. But first, we're going to get into our subject here really quick, which is keeping a secret romance. Well, we're going to call it secret romance security. It's going to be kind of like, you know, it's not social security, but secret romance security, SRS. You like that? That's how I came up with the title. I was like, oh, secret romance security, SRS. Because you know what? You got to put some money into the SRS right there, honey.
You sure do.
You got to. You got to put something in that. For everybody who's listening also, on the line with me here and talking to all of you all is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, which is Lil Lane. How you
hey,
doing,
guys.
Honey?
I'm good.
So we're here talking about our SRS, and I have to snap on that one, SS, because you know what? If you're going to have a romance on the side, you got to put a few things into it to make sure that it stays a romance on the side, honey.
Yes, you do.
You got to put some things into it. And one of those things that you have to put into it more than anything is some security. And by security, I don't mean making sure it lasts forever. I'm talking about making sure you just don't get found out in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because you don't want to be taken away of Miss V. And when we say Miss V, we're talking about Miss V stock. What's her name? Savano? She's changed it so many times, I can't even remember.
Stiviano?
Stiviano? I don't know. The Asian girl who's Hispanic.
Yeah, you don't want to be her.
You don't want to be her, so you got to take certain precautionary measures. Mm-hmm. One of my big things, I meant to send this out to you, and Lola, because you are so much fun, I meant to send this out to you, and I am so sorry. For all of y'all that don't know, before we come on the show, we also, the Download has its own website, which is thedownloadlive.com. And if you want to know what we're going to be talking about and my views on it, I always post an article on the thedownloadlive.com. And we also give out relationship advice there, too. But one of my biggest things, and look, I'm not teaching you anything, but I am teaching you. I'm preaching it. If you're going to have an affair, one of the first things you have to learn, if you're going to keep this affair secret, is learn how to lie.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, you do.
Because you're already living a lie, so you need to learn how to lie. You got to learn how to lie. Now, this is not going to make you a trustworthy person or a good person for a relationship or anything like that, but I'm not here to teach you how to be a good person in a good relationship here. This is not what I'm here to do. And we have talked so many times before about, you know, the bad things, but if you're going to do a bad thing, you need to do it. I've always been told that if you're going to do something, do it right.
Yeah, you're right about that. You have to take all precautions.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to protect yourself.
I'm sorry, I just listened to the chat room, and they were like, damn, she was loud. Thank you for lowering the volume. Yes, it was a little loud. I'm sorry, it was a bit loud. Okay, but well, first things first, you need to learn how to lie. And by learning how to lie, I don't mean you need to lie about every single little itty-bitty thing. We don't want you to be, but if you're going to keep something secret, sometimes you got to lie a little bit. And you need to start off with small lies. And you need to remember your lies.
To remember your lies. But sometimes I think if you play the game right, you might not really have to lie that much because you might not get
mm-hmm.
asked those questions, you know. So you got to, you know, play the game right from the beginning and then still learn how to lie, too.
I totally agree with you on that one. If you play the game right, you're not going to be lying that often. If you do it correctly, it won't happen
mm-hmm.
that often. You won't have to lie that often because you're going to keep with, well, that falls under one other thing. Keep your routine your routine. You don't change your routine that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, then you won't have to lie. You know, if you buy a bottle of champagne for the other one and you have the receipt in your pocket and you come home with it, now you got to come over to lie. Because now she can't
mm-hmm.
figure out where was the bottle of champagne that I never got.
That's true. And women, we always look when we pay attention to that. When the routine is different.
Yes, we do.
We notice that.
Mm-hmm.
So guys have to be careful about that. It's not just, don't have any glitter or the body dust or the perfume. It's other things. Like, you don't
this
usually
is
go
really
to the gym at 8 in the
actually,
morning. You usually go at night.
Yeah.
Why are you going at 8
there's
today?
Tiny things,
you know?
Yeah. There's some really, really tiny things that will always give you away when you're up to something.
Mm-hmm.
Coming home smelling like a fresh bar of soap.
Right.
Will give you away every single freaking time.
mm-hmm.
Nobody comes home from work smelling like a fresh bar of soap and like they just brushed their teeth.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's not even so much lying at that. It's thinking ahead of time, you know. You know, you don't want to come home that way. So maybe you need to leave your situation a little bit earlier, maybe an hour earlier, and go hang out with some friends before you go home so you don't smell like the shower you just came out of.
Exactly. And I think guys don't think about that. They think about the obvious things, like I said, the body glitter, or don't put any perfume, or don't wear any makeup.
Don't get me wrong. You need to take that shower, but you might need to, you know, why don't you, in the hour drive that you have going home, open up your windows and let the fresh air in so you don't feel like smell like fresh soap.
Exactly.
And
no, I heard of guys just taking a bottle of alcohol and cleaning up with alcohol. You know, these guys that are into what they call hobbyists.
You can learn some lessons from them.
They
know things.
They
know the game, and they go through extremes, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The alcohol, those throwaway phones, and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Ooh, yes, the throwaway phones. Two things, always use cash or have a separate credit card that your significant other does not know about.
A green dot.
Yes, a green dot and a P.O. box so the bill doesn't come to your house.
Better yet, just go get one of those American Express gift cards.
Mm-hmm. These are things you really need because these things will get you in trouble and will cost you money down the line. When it's time to go, hey, look, this is what you've been doing. And this is what really gets to me. Okay, so, and this is what we talked about earlier. Your phone is your worst enemy when you're trying to hide something. It's your absolutely worst enemy. Whether
it
you
really
think
is.
It or not, it really is. And whether you think it or not, unless you know all the little tricks of the security of your phone is tracking everything that you do all day long, how long you've been in a certain spot. It will map it out. It will do everything. And I learned this watching the Today Show this week, watching the Today Show. For you all who don't know this, you really need to go on todayshow.com. and find out how to turn this GPS tracking system off on your phone. It will tell you how long you were at one spot. It will even map it for you and show you the exact spot you were in.
I'm going to find out.
It will
how
tell
to
you the address.
Off.
It'll even go so as far as it'll tell you what spot in the building you were in.
That's crazy.
Your phone does this, and it automatically comes this way. Yeah. So if you're Android you're even worse because it's all over Google, and you don't have to have the passcode to a phone to know these things. So, hey, Dedrick, just saying hi to Dedrick here in the chat room. We're talking about security and keeping your affair secret since he's late. He said he's late. He just wanted to let everybody know he was late.
And it's crazy because you think that only law enforcement FBI would only have access to this information,
Do you realize law enforcement didn't even know this? They actually pulled some cops aside here in D.C. and showed them this on their phone. And they were like, wow, my phone is doing that. They didn't even know it.
Wow.
This is how your wives and your girlfriends and your moms and your dads are finding out where the hell you are. So, I mean, I will tell you this. This is how it goes. If you have a iPhone, which... most of us are in two categories. We're the iPhone or Android, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so if you have an iPhone, go to Settings, and where is it? I want to say it's under Privacy. Nope, it's not under Privacy. I should look for it. I want to say it's down under Privacy, then it's under General. Notifications, you go General, and then you go deeper, and you go deeper. You have to go like three or four menus deep before you find it and turn it off. It's not something that's just right there on top. You have to actually find it to turn it off. Other than that, I can go on the internet and figure out where you were and how long you were there all the time.
Wow.
I can always track you.
And so how do you do that? With the phone number? You just put in their phone number?
Yes. And, you know, okay, so this is the thing. I have not posted it yet because I wanted to actually explain step by step how this is found. But we will be posting this on the downloadlive.com. And I will do in the iPhone version. I'm not going to be doing the Android version. I'll be doing the iPhone version. But you will be very surprised at what your phone knows about you.
It's crazy.
You'll be very, very shocked.
I do know that the Android, because I have somebody related to me, she's, you know, private eye when it comes to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She has an iPhone, but she actually got an Android phone because she found out she can do more with her Android phone as far as tracking her husband. I mean, she goes so far to whenever he spends on his ATM card, it alerts her phone to be, he just left the donut shop. And I'm laughing because, are you serious? Every time he spends on the ATM card, it alerts her phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you
were laughing. See, I'm truly not shocked by this. And I would say this, I'm just one of these people who's very private as it is anyway. I only let certain things out. But even when I got my boyfriend, he was like, oh, let's go ahead and just share the same cell phone account. I was like, no, we're not sharing. I have had my cell phone account for almost 20 years. I'm not changing it over, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, that's right up there. We're sharing a bank account. Nope, not sharing my cell phone account with you. And it's not because I'm not trustworthy. It's just because it's very, very I think as a woman, my cell phone is just as personal as my purse. You don't need to be in either. And that has nothing to do with hiding anything. I just don't want you in either.
No, it's very important that you don't, unless it's some that you, because when you share, whoever is over that account have all rights to do all kinds of stuff.
It's all rights. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So know this. If you're doing something on the side, these are the things you have to think about, things that you share. Account messages. Oh, the other thing that we'll give you away in a minute, your history on your laptop, on your iPad, on your tablet, not just your phone, your Kindle, all that, your history will give you away.
Yeah. And you better clean those cookies, you know.
Clean those cookies, honey.
Yes.
Clean those cookies, yes.
I learned that one the hard way. Yeah.
Ooh, tell me. I got to know. What did you do?
I was emailing back and forth with a friend of mine and being out, and I let, it's just talk. It didn't really mean anything, but I let my boyfriend get on the computer, and he's one of those, you know, you don't think that guys do those things like girls do, but he is one of, or he was one of those guys.
Oh, no, guys are just as bad as we are. Sometimes worse.
Will look. He purposely went in the history. And it's like, why would you? I wouldn't just get on anybody's computer or laptop and go in their history. You know, I would never think to do that.
I agree.
But, but he did. I was like, oh, sorry.
You have to watch this. I love the reverse call because, you know, there's no more star 69s, you know? You can actually look up phone numbers and find out. You can actually just type them into Google and find out where they're from. You don't realize how easy it is to Google anybody's information and find out who they are. I mean, finding out who somebody is does not cost anything. If you're willing to be diligent, it doesn't cost a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, guys, you know what? Just want to say hello to everyone out there. We've got a few people in the chat room, so I'm going to let you I want to hear your opinions on this. Really quickly, I just want to let you know you're on the download. This is the Download Live, and you're here with me, Sierra Devine, and my host and my co-host, Lil Lane. And we are talking about securing your relationship, being secure about the information that you send out there. Because, you know, just because you think you're keeping a secret doesn't always mean you're keeping a secret. And in this electronic age, secrets are not what they used to be anymore. And it takes a lot more to keep a secret than it used to a long time ago. I shouldn't even say a long time ago. 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
it was just a few years ago. We can keep these secrets. So I want to take one very, very extremely quick break, and then I want to start answering our phone line here real quick because we have quite a few people on the line, and I want to hear what everybody else has to say. So real quick, we're going to go, as soon as I can pull this up, we are going to go to a break here, and I know who I want to play, and know I've kind of fallen in love with this guy. I don't know what it is, but we're going to play him again. Yvonne Lurks, he ain't worth it, and here he goes.
Hands, games, crazy.
Shawty ain't worth it, hurting you on purpose. Real love, you deserve it. You can't get it for someone else. All them lies that he feeds you, don't let them confuse you. Acting like he don't need you. The truth is, you should move on. Why even waste your time? Cause life's way too short. Have you ever loved someone that didn't love you back? And even if you know they don't feel the same way, you keep on trying. Every person in the world knows you. Help them find a way. Ain't worth it. Ain't worth it.
Follow closer. Every end has a new start. So pretty girl, you gon' be fine. Well, move forward, don't rewind. No need for second chances. Why even waste your time? Cause life's way too short. Have you ever loved someone that didn't love you back? Every person is hurt someone like you. Help them find a way. Looking in the mirror, not pleased with who you are. Too busy counting all your flaws, not seeing the beauty that I see. That's what the world needs more than anything. More than anything.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Down Low. I am so glad that you joined us tonight here on the 1st of May. And just to let everyone know, I am Sierra DeVay, and here with me, my favorite co-host, Little Lane, is here with me. Hey, beautiful.
Hey, guys. Hey.
and we are talking about SRS, Secret Romance Security. It's kind of like social security, but it's secret romance security. And we have been talking here for a few minutes. I know. Do you like that? SRS, secret romance security.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one.
I thought of that for a minute. So I want to say hi to everyone in our chat room. I want to say hi to Dietrich Jackson and to Eddie Nunn. And for those of you, if you're not already listening, you can call us here at area code 646-595-4038 and just press 1 to talk to us. And we're about to take some live listeners on right now. If for some reason you just don't want to talk to us, you just want to listen, you just call, don't press 1. Or you can join us there in the chat room live, and trust me, we will talk back. But we're going to get right to our live listeners. Is that okay with you, Lola?
It sounds good to me.
Sounds good. Are you ready for it? Because you know
I'm
they
ready.
Got a lot to say. You ready?
I know.
Okay, so I know y'all got to say, so, okay, I know y'all got to, a lot to say. So I'm going to just start off with, let's see, we've got someone here in area code 708. Your number is 708, area code 708, number 207. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well,
hello.
Hello, howdy do you?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Hi,
we're doing great.
Hi, Lola.
And since we have you on the line, you know we have to ask who this is, so I think I already know.
Yes, it's the bear.
It's the bear. It's the bear. I was thinking, like, I already I know
I
this boy.
Named, I should have named myself the Chicago Bear instead of the Awesome Bear, but
yes, you should.
The football team.
But, I was thinking, like, I know this voice.
What is your opinion on tonight's topic?
I think, well, first of all, on the phone thing, I'm neither an Android or an iPhone person. I'm a BlackBerry person. And BlackBerries are kind of known for having, no phone is really 100% security proof, but BlackBerries are known for their security. That's why they're still you. That's why Hillary had one. That's why the president
had one.
BlackBerries are kind of known for being very having very tight security. It's hard to crack this our security. But yeah, as far as that GPS thing, a real quick story about that. A few years ago when I was working, I had to go off site. I had to go to a meeting, and because I worked for the state of Illinois, and so I went to this meeting, but I was lost. I didn't know what building to go to. And so I called the number, and they were telling me, walk this way, walk that way. And I'm like, wait a minute, how the heck do you know
where, ooh, that's
where
scary.
I'm at?
Where
and,
you are,
know, this,
yeah.
They knew where I was at because they had me on the GPS on my phone. And this wasn't even a smartphone at the time. I think it was an old flip.
Okay, hold up. Did you work for this company?
I didn't work for the phone company. I worked for the state, and I was going to a meeting that I had to go to, but it wasn't
That's
the
crazy.
Building that I worked in. I went to a different building, and I drove there, and I got lost as far as I was walking around on the ground. And so I called the number, the contact number, and they were saying, well, walk this way, walk that way, you know, turn here. And I'm like, what the hell? Then it hit me.
See, this is a lot.
Okay, they're tracking me. You know?
Wow.
So, yeah, you do have to. You do. And there is, even on the BlackBerry, I was fooling around with it. Yeah, I mean, it's good because I do have a GPS on my phone as far as when I'm going places, the map and all that. But, yeah, you know, it can work against you, you know, if you're in the things.
If you're doing something, you shouldn't be.
As far as keeping secrets, I saw that when you posted it earlier, and I I replied with a picture. You have to be careful, aside from the phone things, aside from computers and email and people getting a hold of those, you have to be careful who you tell your secrets to, who you talk to, who you're saying, telling what you're doing, where you're going, how you're going, and all of that kind of thing. Because somebody who you think is your friend may not really be all that much. They could use that information against you.
Yeah, you have to be careful the
old-fashioned
way, too.
You know what, you're absolutely right. One thing about when it comes to keeping secrets, if you're going to keep a secret, especially, and you know what, the biggest secrets are the juiciest ones. Am I right?
Yeah.
You're right.
The biggest ones. And it's really hard to keep a juicy secret to yourself. But if you're going to keep something secret, it needs to be secret from everybody, even your best friends. You have, and that's a very hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even
it
for
is.
The best liar. That's extremely hard.
You know,
we all need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. And, well, we know from past weeks that sometimes gets me in trouble, but we won't go there tonight. I'm doing that.
Uh-huh. Or you can be like me and just blurt it out on the radio show. So you hear all my secrets, because that's what I
do. Yeah, you'd be like Austin, just tell all your business and hope nobody that knows you is listening.
Exactly.
One thing people also have to be careful with secret relationships is you have to be careful where you take somebody. Don't take a person, the other person,
right.
Where if you normally go to, you know me, I'm going to throw Chicago, if you normally go to Capitol Grill with your significant other, don't take the other person there because you're a regular
Or
Martin.
That happened to somebody I know. That's funny. Yeah, that's true.
I'm
sorry.
You know, so they know, you know, me and my significant other at Capitol Grill because we're, you know, regulars there, and we have this one server that I always ask for, and a couple of the other restaurants too. So if I was to walk in there with somebody else, with you or Lola, I'm gonna get the side eye, you know, well, who is this, or you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know who else is in the place when you walk in the place, not just the waitstaff.
You never know
who works there. You know, and these days of people holding up cell phones and taking pictures and videos and clip posting them here, there, and everywhere. If you walk into some place with somebody who is not your regular person, not your significant other, and somebody, it might not even be your friend.
They're going to ask questions.
Or her friend.
They're not even trying to. It's just an automatic reaction. They ask questions. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and people may not ask you a question, but if I was to walk into a restaurant with somebody else other than my significant other and one of her friends, I don't know all her friends. You know, they may know me, and she may have shown it, but I don't know them. So if they see me with somebody besides her, oh, you can bet she's going to, I already know.
Yeah, I know somebody that story happened to, the whole story. Somebody took the picture of the guy, like, here he is. He's here at the restaurant with some other person and sent the picture to the girl, and the girl got up to the restaurant because they hadn't even ordered yet. By the time she got up there, they were still there, still eating, and it was a nightmare. The police had to come. Yes.
That was a beautiful nightmare, because I would have been a great fly on that one. But
yes.
So, yeah, you have to be careful, like Lola said, the old-fashioned way, not just electronically, you know, with phones and text messages and Facebook and Twitter.
Be respectful. Don't go to places where you take your significant other. Don't take somebody else there. That's part of the whole respect thing. You know, find someplace else to go.
You know, that too. So, yeah, it's just a matter of you being smart. If you're going to do that type of thing, be smart. Think, you know, with the other head for men. Think with the other head on top of your shoulder. You know, and that will keep you out of a lot of trouble. May not keep you out of all
Nathan
of them.
Honey, you always preach it, and you preach it well. And you know what?
Okay, he hit all the points.
They should be paying it. He does. He hit every point that I haven't even brought up yet. You preach it, and you preach it well, and I hope they're paying attention to you. Thank you so much for calling, Des, because we love talking to you.
Thank
you know
you.
That, because we always
Thank
answer
you.
Your call.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have another caller. I want to get to – I'm trying to get to everybody tonight, but it seems like I'm just kind of, like, going all over the place. I'm not. I'm listening to everybody, and I want to try to get as many people in tonight as possible, and I want to say hi to Mr. Lee Gray in our chat room. But while we're saying hi to Mr. Lee Gray, we have another caller from the 603 area code. 603-312, is this you?
It is me. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? Will you give us your name?
Oh, yeah. It's Eddie Nunn, of course.
Hey, Eddie, how you doing? Oh, my gosh, how you doing? This is the second time. Look at that.
Hi, Eddie.
I know. It's not the second. I've called him a couple of times, but it's somewhat irregular.
It is. You're right. It's been more than the second time. But it's so nice to hear your voice. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Totally want to hear your point.
Right. And I will say that definitely all the stuff that was previously mentioned of, you know, being mindful of technology and you know, don't deviate from your usual your usual patterns. Much as those are all important, I think one of the other things to take in mind to in order to conceal this is to make sure that you don't is to check your behavior, because if that is, your behavior is at all just, you know, a few degrees off, that can be enough to instill doubt.
Yes, that's true.
And that will eventually lead you to get your ass caught.
Yeah, that's a big part of it is behavior patterns. Yeah, we spoke on that a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
Because when you come home and you go, oh, honey, you didn't do this, I'm like, huh, what?
Again, it can just be even like the most, you know, subtle things, like, you know, just even just in terms of like, you know, again, just sending a text or talking on the phone with, you know, who the person you're,
like staying out a little bit later than you usually do, or making phone calls when you don't usually, or walking out the room because you've answered, when you usually answer a phone call in the same room and suddenly you're walking out of the room to answer a phone call. Behaviors.
Or just talking differently to that person. Which definitely can, you know, set up some red flags.
Yeah, exactly. Those
definitely.
Things, those are the things that I notice, because I'm not all into technology. But when you're going to the gym at night, when you usually go in the morning, those are the things that I pay attention to. Like,
I'll go with my ex-husband's one.
My ex-husband told me he was going to get bread one day, and it took him 3 hours to get back. And it happened twice. I was like, okay, something's wrong. It doesn't take 3 hours to get bread.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes about 3 hours to make it, not to get it.
Yeah, I'm like, what, did you go and actually plow the fields?
Which it would be impressive if that were the case, but it probably wasn't.
I know, so. Right?
There's subtle things. Yeah. Definitely. Words are difficult right now for some reason, but that's a normal for me. So
we make you nervous.
Well, it's partially that, and I also have anxiety, so that never really bodes well for trying to communicate with other people unless it's, you know, long-witted in this sort of fashion. Anyway, moving on.
I can laugh at that because I'm one of those anxiety people, so.
Oh, my goodness.
And whenever you get the blah, I'm like, oh, my God, the words just flowed out and it came too fast. But, Eddie, thank you so much for calling in. I love it when you call in. Thank you so much. Make sure you do it more often.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. I'll try to pop in a lot more often than I do.
Aww.
Awesome, because we totally love it. Okay, well, Eddie, thank you. I just want to say I love having people call in, and we're going to take a couple more callers here. But I just want to say something really quick because – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying okay when you said the callers.
Yeah, I loved it. We have a few more callers. I just want to say a couple of really quick things because you all have touched on some things that I actually had started writing an article about, but I haven't put it out yet. But one of my things that you already had touched, well, not you, a word I can't say very well, specifically, I'd actually sound that one out, specifically, had said, one of the things you definitely should not take somebody who you're having a secret affair with to the same place that you take the person that you have a relationship with. You shouldn't even go to the same areas. And if anything, try to not even keep it in the same county. If you can go over to not even being in the same state, that's even better. You don't want to be in the same places because you know what? People will call you out or not even trying. They'll be like, oh, we didn't meet you last time they were here. And they'll be like, well, when was the last time you were here?
Yeah.
Things like that. There's little things that will happen, and you're like, oh, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Another when you
thing
least
I
expect
always say
it,
is,
it's going to happen.
When you least expect it, yes, and then your face will show what your mouth doesn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And you never want your face to show what your mouth doesn't say. Another thing I always say is always use cash and not credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because credit cards
that's
are traces.
That's a big one. That's a big
use
one.
Cash
and I know
and
most guys that are real hobbyists, they stand by
mm-hmm.
that cash.
Yeah. always
yes,
do that.
Yes.
So we're going to go with another caller here. We have another caller is 757-256. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are
you?
Can you tell us your name?
Dietrich Jackson.
Hey, Dietrich.
Hey, Dietrich. Ooh, I'm going to start memorizing your number.
Here. I need to stop calling.
How you doing, love?
I'm doing fine. And yourself? Well, you
we're
all?
We're doing great.
We're good. We're good.
Okay.
All
right.
So what is your opinion on this subject?
Well, I mean, I have a story, but I also have an opinion, though. I mean, the technology
thing. No,
I
want to hear the story now.
A story?
I want to hear the story.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try to keep it as short as I can. So,
okay.
I got a friend of mine, you know, we've been friends for over 10 years. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's been married about 5 of those years. But, you know, his marriage not working out. So he usually steps out. And, you know, I kind of, like, assist him when he's out there, you know, doing his thing. Like, we either switch cars or I'm his alibi for my, you know, wife calls as we get. So this particular night, you know, he pretty much said he came to my house a little bit and helped me out with a project at the house. But actually, he was going to the woman that he was dealing with. So, you know, we do the same routine. We switch cars just in case, you know, she decides to do a pop-up. You know, his car's at the house. She can just make a live thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular time, you know, I had a, yeah, so the particular time, I had a friend of mine that called me to want to do, you know, do a little something. So, you know, I had his car, and we had just switched cars. And she called me like, you want to come over? I said, oh, yeah, that's perfect. It's perfect. So I drive over to the house, you know, as in the middle of us doing our thing, we hear this banging at the door. I'm like, you know, who's that? You supposed to come? He said, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's his wife. Banging on the door, telling him, from, you know, yo, you know, Eddie, I know you in there. You know, mess with that girl. Come out. I know you in there. Your car outside. I found your phone.
Oh, no.
I'm in your phone.
Oh, no.
I said, what? Come to find out, he left his phone in the car. He's such a rush to go to the girl's house. He left his phone in the car, and the GPS is on, and she tracked the GPS to the house. So his car is at the house, too, with me.
Wow.
I got his phone in the car, and his car is
mm-hmm.
with me. So she's thinking he's in the house. I'm like, okay, if I go to the door, he tore off because he's going to see me, and I got to explain where he at. If I don't come,
mm-hmm.
she'll keep banging her door. Maybe she'll go away. So
you didn't even lie and go, hey, oh, my God, he was in my car, but then I dropped him off somewhere and his phone is still here. I dropped him off at the
yeah.
mall. I guess dropping him off at the mall doesn't do the same thing as when it's his girl. So.
No, exactly. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And, you know, if she banging on the door, she going through the side of the window, trying to, she got flashlights and everything. You know,
damn!
Going through the window, I'm trying to figure out, I can't call him because I don't have the girl number, and his phone's in the top. So I'm like, okay,
damn.
What can I do? What can I say? So I say, okay, I'm going to go to the door and this. I go to the door, I say, look, I say, I got his car. He's out, he's over. He had to go in and answer me right quick. He was at the Walmart. So why he got your car? I said, because he has gas in his car. So he's not in there? I said, no. You sure? And the girl came to the door with me and said, look, this is no girl I'm dealing with. Can I come in?
Mm-hmm.
The girl's like, hell no, you can't come to my house. What's wrong with you? And y'all cussed him out. And this is the funny part. He called my cell phone from the girl number. And I'm trying to tell him, like, I have the phone right in front of her. I was like, Eddie, what's going on? You get up from Walmart for me already? He was like, what are you talking about? I said, did you get that thing from Walmart I told you to get from me? He's like, I put him on speakerphone. He's like, yeah, I'm on the way back. He said, yeah, you need to come. Yeah, you need to come here right now because of the fact your wife came looking for you, and, you know, we're trying to, I'm making up as I can. She's looking at me with the evil eye like,
You're trying to make sure you're not trying to give him a hint. So now
like,
you're in the middle of it.
She was like, okay, all right. Well, you need to tell his ass to come home when he get done with y'all. She left. I was like, damn, that actually worked.
Okay, wait a minute. Damn it. This is exactly what I was about to say. That shit worked?
It was weird. She actually believed it.
I can't believe that shit worked.
It worked.
I mean, what can she do? She probably had a little doubt, but I mean, you know, what can she do? You know, fuck it.
It scared me to death because I thought the girl, woman I was dealing with, had a boyfriend or something. I was like, oh shit. You know, like, she lied to me, said she was single.
So what we're saying is basically your soldier was no longer in attention at that point, and neither was his.
my life was through. I was done. After that, she was like, oh, you're
done. Done. And so was his.
It was over.
Never mind. Okay.
We were in the middle.
And I know you're thinking like,
you were in the damn truck,
huh? Wow.
I was upset. I learned about the GPS. That's how I feel about GPS tracking a lot, because of that one incident.
Yeah, and even still, just the regular GPS in the car, I know people that just, you know, they share a car, and they always get in and look at that GPS and see where the other person's been driving to. Where did they put in GPS? Oh, why were they in Compton? You know, oh, what was they doing over there? So you even have to delete that, because people, you got somebody that you don't trust or they don't trust you, they're going to find by any means necessary. You know that saying, when you look, you're going to find something.
You're right. Absolutely right. That gave me the experience to know now, if I ever get involved with multiple people, I'm turning the phone off. Like, literally everything I can think of, GPS. Because I use devices. I got iPad, iPhone, Android. I use devices all the time for my job. So I know how that information flows.
You're like me. I got a million devices. You can track me by like 5 or 6 devices.
Wow. Let's learn.
Live and learn. Honey, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
That's a great story.
It was.
That's a story with a lesson right there.
Yeah. After school special.
Yeah, that was a special. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
No, you better call us back. Okay, so we will talk to you soon.
Gotcha. Always.
That was so awesome. Okay, so you know what?
That was good.
I know we're running really, really, really late, and we have about 10 more people sitting here waiting to get answered. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to say to you all, I can't answer the phone because I only got 60 seconds left in my whole playtime, so I can't get to you all. So I'm really, really hoping, and you would do this for me, because we would still continue this conversation next week. Please call back again, and I will definitely answer your calls as I am putting them in order. But in the meantime, Lola, can you tell everybody where you can be reached at? Or for small thing?
You can tweet me at LolaLaneXXX.
LolaLaneXXX. Oh, it says, okay, so I do have it right. I was hoping I had it right.
XXX, LolaLane, XXX.
I have to wonder if I have it right. Okay, well, you can also find me on Twitter also. No, seriously, I do, because sometimes I type it in wrong and I mess up. Well, you can find me on Twitter at SierraDevite.com, but you can also find us on thedownloadlive.com. And if you want relationship advice, we're here for that too. So go to thedownloadlive.com, put in whatever advice you need, and it's completely anonymous. And we will get back to you within the week with what our advice. On top of that, you can also find us on DollhouseRadio.com because we are part of the whole Dollhouse community. Along with us, you can listen to sports, live radio, recent gossip about the porn industry, and so forth and so on DollhouseRadio.com. And always tune in to us here on the download. I am Sierra DeVille, your host, on the download live. And my co-host, Lil Lane. And guys, it was so much fun talking to you
all.
And there's so many of you on. I'm so sorry I couldn't get to you all, but we're going to get back to you. Don't worry. Love you all dearly, and we will be back next Friday, and we'll see you then.
Bye.